Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. City of sunshine and palm trees blowing in the wind. Ah, yes, today is a brisk day. We got a little more colder than what we thought today, but we thank God for it today anyway. And we want to thank God for you, you, and you, those of you that listen on a continual basis. We want to thank God for you. We send you lots of love, hugs, and most of all, our prayers go to you as you pray for us. We thanking God for one more time to be with you. You know it's a privilege to be in the land of the living, isn't it? Oh, yes, it is. I'm so glad to be here again today. Yes, yes, yes. And I didn't know it was so cold outside today, but just a little nippy in the house, you know how it is. Praise the Lord. But God is good to us, isn't he? Amen. All right, you arthritis sufferers, you know it's a little chilly out and your bones start to creak and I don't want you to complain. Didn't I tell you to praise God anyhow? Just praise him anyway. Yes, yes, yes. Your bones start to creak in it, don't it? Yeah, we're going to pray for you now. Call us at 347-857-3925, and we're going to pray for you with your creaking bones. Yes, Lord. This is a beautiful day, though. You know, I tell you, it's so beautiful, I tell you. I don't know nothing else to do but just say thank you. You know, when you pray, you just have so much to thank God for. The more you pray, there's more to pray for, isn't it? I know you can pray all day long and not cover everything. Yes, yes. But we're going to pray for a few people that's listed, that we have listed here, that have called and asked for prayer. And we'll go with Jethro Eason. We're still praying for him till we hear how he's doing. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we continue to pray for Jethro, Lord, until we hear something, God, that everything is all right with him, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise for it right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Otis Wright's salvation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless him right now, God. Save his soul right now. Somebody's caring about him enough to send in that prayer request. Father, in Jesus' name, make it so today, in Jesus' name. We pray for Etta Stevens. Also, Lord, with poor circulation in her legs, God Almighty, you can do it. You can circulate that blood in those legs, and it could be right in Jesus' name right now. Make her ever with hope. Miss Ford in Texas, we send love to her and prayers to her today that God would touch her right now. As her family is concerned about her this hour, Father, in Jesus' name, touch her right now. Because when men pray, something happens, and we're expecting something to happen. We expect to hear a good report. Bert Benjamin, we thank God for him. I think he's out. He got out of the hospital, and we trust that he will have a continual healing from the stroke, that he will recover 100% in Jesus' name. We thank you for it today, God. Matthew Charles, who is in a diabetic coma. They say he came around a little bit. I think he opened his eyes, but he haven't come all the way, but we're going to continue to pray for him. Father God, in Jesus' name, continue to touch Matthew Charles, Lord, that he come out of that diabetic coma completely. Let him recover right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Simone. Father, that you would touch her right now in Jesus' name, Father. Lord, we pray for Veronica Vickers, Father God, that you touch her. Lord, we want to hear how did she come through, how she came through the surgery on yesterday. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, let her recover completely, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we pray for all these young men, Lord God, that need salvation, that their parents have sent in a request. Father, touch them right now, Lord, right there where they are, Lord. Touch and deliver them in the mighty name of Jesus at this hour. They need your help right now, Father. One by one and name by name, Lord God, release them, God, from themselves as you release them from the incarceration that they're in. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for them today. We pray today, Lord, for the pastors that are going through, Father God, those that suffered loss, those, Lord, that are discouraged, depressed, Lord, and those that are on the brink of suicide. Father, we bind that spirit of suicide right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus, and we believe in it is so right now, God. Those that need more finances to run the church, God, those that whatever they need, God, as people have, just been just aggravating the pastors and stuff. Lord, touch them pastors right now, Lord, that they don't lose it, Father God, in Jesus' name, and they don't give up, Father, in the name of Jesus, that I keep on holding on. You got to hold on, you know, until your change comes. In other words, you be holding on to something happen, don't you? To God, work out that situation. That's why you keep holding on. Oh, yes, yes, yes. God is so good. Glory be to God to bless each one of us. Amen. With people around us to help us, too, you know. Oftentimes we don't, you understand? Yes, yes, yes. God is good. Now, you know, I really don't know what to do without him. Do you? If you do, tell me so I can listen what you say, but I don't want to do without him myself, okay? All right, praise God. Let's see what we're going to talk about today. Make peace with your neighbor. If you would find peace with God, make peace with God if you would find peace with yourself. Make peace with yourself if you would find peace with your neighbor. Make peace with your neighbor if you would find peace with God. Make peace with God if you would find peace with yourself. Make peace with yourself if you would find peace with your neighbor. Well, any way you do it, to get peace, you're going to have to make it with somebody, aren't you? Amen, amen. God, I tell you, God is good. Now, you know, we thank God we have Pastor Sharon with us again today. I mean, not again today, but this particular day, praise God. And we thank God for being here, praise God. Taking time out of her busy schedule to pay us this visit. Isn't that wonderful? And, you know, Bishop Porter is still with us. Amen. He's still with us, y'all. He's still with us. Amen. We thank God for him, too. We thank God for him being here. Amen. And pray for him that he will continue to mend. All right, praise the Lord. God is good to us, isn't he? I tell you, if it wasn't for God on our side, well, just what in the world would we do? My, my, my. Now on the preceding day, which was a Wednesday, we had talked about what's underneath, did we not? Mm-hmm. This is what we talked about, what's underneath, and we came from 1 Corinthians 2 and 1 Corinthians 3. We read to you, and it was quite an interesting scripture. You know, all of them interesting. You know that. Amen. But for that subject, it was very interesting. So today we're going to go on just a little bit further with that same topic. We're going to go just a little bit further. Is that all right to you? If it ain't, call me and let me know if you think it ain't all right, okay? And then we'll see what you got to say. Praise the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, we'll let you go right here on. Tell me what you think is right. All right. So today, we're going to talk about what's underneath. But, you know, I came to think about some things. I started thinking about things. And when you look in a dictionary and you find out what's underneath, now, we say underneath, and then again, we can use the word beneath, huh? We could use either one of those words, meaning same difference here. But the meanings of it, it varies, huh? It says something on the underside, or perhaps at the bottom, or the base, or the lower part, or the surface. You see, now there's one word that means several things. Do you get it? Means several things. And we could take it all around. Like for this, every time you see a dark cloud, we look for what? A silver lining. And people will tell you, under every dark cloud is what? A silver lining, right? Now, all the time, underneath does not have to mean anything negative. So if that silver lining would be what? A positive force. That means it may look dark right now, but it's about to come to light. All right. Now think about when your salvation. Let's talk about your salvation. In your salvation, you was walking around in darkness, were you not? You was oblivious to the things of God. You didn't want to hear nothing about no God, and cause you going through some trials, tribulation, and you ain't got no money, and you know you ain't even got a honey either, and you just in a bad way. So, therefore, you are walking around in darkness, mad with the whole world, right? Think about it now. And then, when you saw the light, somehow the light was turned on your soul and your spirit, and you begin to see things differently. So, now, what was underneath all that darkness was nothing but light. And that silver lining showed up, didn't it? In your life, things are more brighter and clearer now than it was when you started. Think about that now. It's more clearer now than it was before. Now, think about with Jesus now. Think about with him. Here we were living in pure darkness. And you know, you hear the preachers preaching about he told the Lord that he'll go down. He said, who shall I send? Who will go? You know, he done tried all these other prophets and what have you of old, and none of them took it all the way to the end, you know. None of them could pull back the darkness from the soul of the people, you see. So what happened? Jesus said, well, you know, Father, I'll go. Okay, and he went on down, transformed himself, went on down into the womb of one young virgin called Mary. And so when he went on into the womb of one Mary, he was in total darkness. You hear what I'm saying? So when you're a woman is carrying a baby, it's in a total dark place. Do you understand? So it was like we would say underneath, huh? It was underneath. He was underneath the flesh. He was underneath. He was kind of hidden in that dark place. But when the time came, he appeared. He appeared in the form of a man, and a man of flesh he appeared in, did he not? So therefore, you see, when something is underneath, there's always got to come out up above to show itself. And I'm remembering a song we used to sing in New York long ago when I got saved is, what's in you got to come out. This is what they used to sing all the time. What's it? I don't hear nobody singing this song no more. Everything in you got to come out. So you could have dark portions in you, but it's got to come out. And it will show up one way or another, won't it? It'll either show up in the good or it'll show up in the bad. It'll show up in the right time or show up in the wrong time. You see, it has its own timing where it will appear. Is that right? Come on, think about it now. Now, we're talking about these things because, you know, we walk around with things hidden in our life. Huh? We have lots of stuff hidden in our life. So we're going to start with reading a little bit with you from the third chapter, First Peter. We're going to read. I'm going to try to be short. I'll try, but you know, it gets so, when you get to reading, it gets so good, don't it? But I'm going to start at 15th verse right now of First Peter. Third chapter and 15th verse, say, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. But it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Did you hear that? Now, I want you to hear that well. For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. You see, he was put to death in the flesh. This is what the scripture said. By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Did you hear what he preached to? The spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is eight souls, were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism did also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made, what? Subject unto him, huh? These things are made subject unto him. But think about it now. Think about this. Now, Christ had suffered for your sins. Can you imagine him taking on all that darkness? Can you see him hiding the glory of God underneath the flesh of man? Can you see that? No, you don't see that. But anyway, praise God. The thing is, when you have so much things underneath, and you people try to help you develop the the good, develop the light in you, or to turn up the light. Let's use that way. Turn up the light in you, because it's gone out, almost out completely. You know, when you get so wicked, it just done went all the way out. But once, you know, it's a little light shining, so, you know, and all you can see is the flickering, just a flicker. So somebody come along, you know, that has already been lit up, so they do what? They go underneath that flesh, underneath that darkness, and they begin to do what? Bring up the light in you. So when that light come up, you will now have a brand new surface. And you see what I'm saying? Brand new surface. Now think about when that baby is born. What happened? It has been all underneath, involved in the mother's whole system inside. And being underneath, it changes you. The mother is changed. Her attitude and emotions change. Her body changes. And every kind of change you can imagine goes on, because a process is being done underneath. So when Christ is in you, when he has made your body the temple of God, let me tell you, if that's the temple of God, therefore God is there, so therefore he's got to do what? Come up in you to the surface, so people can see that God is in you. But though, it's just like a seed also. Any other seed. Most seeds, even the baby seed, you know, the seed of the baby in the womb. And any seed has to go through a process, isn't it? Because when the seed put in the ground is planted underneath, right, the soil, isn't that right? And it do what? It takes time to surface, don't it? So everything has to take time. Everything is about the timing. Timing, God's timing. That's what everything is, even when it's underneath. Now you're going through, and we talked about yesterday, we got so much sin underneath, and we always want to keep it hid, and we don't want it to come out. Well, if it don't come out, how are we going to deal with it? How are we going to know what you are if you don't allow this stuff to come up to the surface so it can be dealt with? Now, when that plant comes to the surface, it has more things you have to do to it. You know, the person have to kind of work with it and take all the weeds out, anything that's coming against it to hurt it. And also he takes a little hole or something on his hand and pick it up, weeds out, and throw them away and stuff. He begin to pamper it. And this is what you do even when the baby is born. You know, you start to pampering the baby, don't you? Because it's to the surface now, isn't it? Now, before it surfaced, it was subject to the plant, subject to the elements, right? And according to the elements is how it's going to grow. In a woman's womb, is according to how that woman treats herself, what she put in her body, how her baby grow. Come on now. So now you want a good baby, nice, healthy baby, then eat healthy and all, and take care of yourself. Think good thoughts, too. God thoughts, I'll suggest, too, because that harms the baby, too, coming back being a nut, you know, and all like that. So, you know, think good thoughts so you have a good, sweet baby. You know what I'm talking about? And see, you control it. See, you control what underneath. Even in your body, you control what's underneath. How do you think? How do you think? Who controls that? You'd control it. Because it's in your thought life and it comes out your tongue. And your tongue repeats what's in your mind. Come on now. So what you gonna do? Think dark thoughts or think light thoughts? Which kind of thoughts you going to think? So now we want things to surface right. We want the plants to grow, to come up corn. We want corn to grow with very good corn. We don't want no rotten stuff, do we? No, we don't. We want the good stuff to come up. That's what we want. We want to take care of it. So now take care of yourself. myself so that the right thing that's underneath can come up. That's all I'm trying to get you to come up. See, we trying to develop you right now. Now, because the control starts from underneath, don't it? Don't it? Now, if you plant the stuff, seed too deep in the ground, it's not going to come up. It's going to get smothered. Now, if the baby on the inside is not getting the right nourishment, it's going to come out something wrong with it. Isn't that right? Think about it now. Something's going to be wrong with it. So it starts underneath, does it not? You started underneath. In Christ Jesus, you preachers and what have you, somebody had to plant a seed. And then says somebody else had to process that seed. There's a preacher or teacher somewhere that processed that seed as it was there. And you heard the preacher say, you know, I see something good in you. I see a call of God in your life. I see they see these things, these seeds in you, but somebody got to nourish it in order for it to come to the surface. You get the picture. See, because soon as somebody say, I see you coming a preacher, you go try to preach then, and the seed ain't never had a chance to come up, so you done killed them before it started. I know you got that one. Yes. See, so now on the underside of Christ, on the underside, he has promises for you that he's made to you. But you got to do what? Come up to them. You don't want to come up to the promises that God made. So you leave them hid underneath. Did you get it? That's what we do. We rather go out and say, well, I'm going to make my way myself. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to do everything myself because, you know, they told me that, you know, you got to do something yourself. Well, you can do something yourself, but you can't do it without God. Don't be silly, okay? Okay? God trying to bring you out. He's trying to bring you out of darkness into the marvelous light. This is what he's doing right now. Because what else would Jesus say? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. He made a way for all of them that wanted to accept when he died. That didn't have the promise face to face, you see. So he had to go where? Underneath. He had to go where they were in order for them to see the light because they never had any light. Do you get the picture? They never had light. So according to the scripture, he went and preached to them about why he had died and why he was walking around like he was walking around. They had to know why God is down here with me, why God is in this place here with me. He was in there to bring you out of that dark place. And if you received him, you know, while you was in that darkness, then light would be turned on in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul. Now you can see. Tell the devil, say, now I see. I see. See, I don't have to worry about it no more. See, because of what? I'm now on the surface. What? I'm walking in the light. Because what? Jesus is the light. So I'm walking in Jesus, so I'm walking in the light, right? Come on now, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. That's the only way I can tell you today. It's time for you to put off the darkness. Pull it all off. Come on up where you belong in Christ Jesus. Stop crouching in the dark. Stop crouching in corners where there's no life. Get up and experience life in Christ. Get up and be counted among those that are sanctified. It's time for you to take your place right now, to stand up in this army of the Lord and start marching in this army right now with your back straight. Glory to God, not crooked, not bending over, not crouching, but you're standing straight and tall and your head is held up toward the sun. The sun Son of the living God, so that you will no more be underneath in no dark place, but you will be in the light. And as you march in the light, light will beget light, and everything will be lit all around you. And this is where God wants you to be at this hour. Stop trying to stay out there in the dark like everybody else. You want to do what other people do, because let me tell you, God didn't make you to be a copycat. He made you to be the original, where you can show people what to do. You can show them how to attain the promises of God. You can show them how to be a person of status and a person of integrity, a person of promise, that you have all that you need in Christ Jesus, and you don't have to take down for nothing or nobody. This is what you need to do today, glory to God, because God has already brought you from the bottomless pit. You are now up on the top shelf now. You done climbed Jacob's ladder, and you done reached almost to the top. You won't get to the top till you get into the kingdom of God. But right now you are marched up to another level. Glory be to God. And since you are at another level, act like you're on another level. Don't look down no more. Say, I will not look down. I will not procrastinate. I will hold on to God's unchanging hand, and that is what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to cry loud and spare not, and show them their transgressions. Yes, I am, glory to God. I'm not going to take down no more. I won't be counting on the lower part of the deck, but I'm going to be on the high part. And you know, I thought about when you go on the ship and you get ready to take a cruise, they want to know what deck you want to be on. Well, I found out something about them decks. If you get on the top deck, you in high class. And that's where God want to take his people, in high class. He want to get you out of lower class. You've been in there too long. You've been in the nothing place. You've been in the poverty. You've been in everything look dull, dead, and dark. This way you've been all the time, and that's where you want to keep staying. Well, honey, let me tell you, don't settle for the devil. Don't settle on that level, because God want to bring you up higher. Higher, higher in him today. Don't you want to be up now? Come on now, get on up, get on up, get on up. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's time for you to do the jig and let the devil know, I ain't letting you pull me down no more. You will not do it. I got enough of you. I'm sick of you. I'm tired of you. Glory to God, and I will not allow you to take powers from me anymore. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I ain't underneath no more. I just got up. Huh? I got up and I'm growing up. Tell the devil, say, I done got up, now I'm growing up. Are you growing up? See? Get out, stop all this little, well, you know, I can't do no more than the Lord will let me and allow me. Well, now, if these promises in this Bible that tells you what God has already gave you and it's already yours, how you going to keep talking that talk, huh? He's already given you his promises, huh? He told you it's yours. He said, I went away to prepare a place for you. And he, when he come again, it's the other place that's prepared that you're going to go to. He's already got you prepared to live good here. He came that you may have life, and that more abundantly. He already prepared that for you. Why you got to take down his principles, huh? You don't have to come down low anymore, down there no more, and do what the devil do. Well, I got to go sell me some dope. Well, I got to go sell me. You got to do dumb stuff like that. You don't have to do those kind of things. You don't have to run around with Sally Sue and John trying to make a dime the uncouth way. Glory to God. Some old dirty way you're going to have to make it. You know, I'm just talking real. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So you don't have to do these things. Glory to God. You see what I'm saying? You are up now. God has brought you up, raised you up, brought you to another level. Now act like you're on the level. People say that you tell me I'm the queen and you the king and all this. Act like a king and act like a queen if you all that. Glory to God. Stop acting like a pauper, you know, a pauper at that. Glory be to God. You got to lift up your head, O ye gates. He say, lift them up, you everlasting doors. Be lifted up, for the King of Glory shall come in. Ain't no maybe. He shall come in. He will come in. He's all yours, do you understand? And he's given you power in his kingdom. So use your power today and let the devil know, I will not be on the bottom no more. I'm on the top, because he said that he gave us power, huh, to become a winner. Not only that, we are more than a conqueror. When you are more than a conqueror, honey, you're the winner. You're the champion of champions. You see what I'm saying? You ain't just a champion. You're a champion of champions. Oh, you've got how many medals? I don't know. You got so many gold medals, you ain't got no place to put them, because God has made it so today. You're above and not beneath. That's what the words say. So you're above and not beneath because you trust God, because you believe in him today. Oh, I'm just trying to encourage you to get further than you are. Stop po-moffing yourself all the time. Yeah, well, you know, this is all I'm going to ever be. No, it ain't all I'm going to ever be. This ain't all I'm going to ever be. I'm going higher. How about you? We're going to sing that song that the old saints used to sing. Let's go higher, higher in the Lord. Let's go higher, higher in the Lord. This is where we're going today. And I want you to go with me. I don't want to go by myself. I want to take somebody with me higher in the Lord. So let's go together. And then when we get there, let's do it together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means we're going to shout, sing, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we're going to lift him up. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Because we see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. That's what we want to see. That's what we're going to get right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, remember now, the gospel is for you. Now, you got to go and preach this gospel, huh? Remember that now. Think about it. Don't be like a doubting Thomas. Don't be doubting it. Mm-mm. Don't doubt this word. Read it for yourself. If you can't see it, read it for yourself. Open up your Bible. Open your Bible and start reading. Just start reading and see what God did, huh? You just that seed. That's all you are. You're a seed that's been planted to grow. You weren't planted to die. You were planted to grow. And when that seed burst open, all the essence of it shall spread. It began to spread, and it takes each process, and it began to come together as one to be formed as what it was purposed for in the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that right? Amen. Glory to God. Well, you know, we got Pastor Sharon here. Glory to God. And Bishop.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God from Apostle Porter. I mean, that is something to think about. That's a very powerful word, because you have a choice. There is no duality in Christ. You either the light of God is in you, or there's darkness. But the word that came forth, that when we did not know Christ, we were actually in darkness. Until the light of God came in, he revealed himself to us, then the light is there. And I'm so encouraged with that word that came forth today, but from 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, the 3rd chapter, verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And verse 16, and having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoer, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. And it's something to think about that we don't consider a conversation being evil, the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing, saying things that are not true, things that are contrary to the Word of God. And it just reminded me about our Bible class on the Jezebel, how when she wanted something, they came up with a plot, evil, lying on the man just for a cause, lying because you have different intent. There was evil in the heart, evil intention. And when you have evil intention, I tell you, you people will do so many things, they don't even think about the consequence of their action. But I'm reminded that in 3 John verse 11 said, "Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil have not seen God." And that is something to look about. In other words, you are still walking in darkness. You have not allowed the light of God to come inside of you. And I'm reminded that when you accepted the Lord as Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and a lot of times you don't even realize the imperfectness that is inside of you. You don't understand the things that is inside of you. And when God allows you to go through different trials and tests, which is the process, then the things that is of darkness, the things that is not of God or the works of the flesh start manifested on the top. And when those things start manifested on the top, it has to be what? Dealt with. And I heard the woman of God say, you know, something may come out in the wrong time. I tell you, let someone take a car and ran into you in the supermarket, you'll be surprised what comes to the top. And sometimes you don't even know that it's down in the heart, it's down in the inside, until they ran the car on you. And you may just say something so quick, and you say, "Oh, my Lord, work on me all over again." Why? Because he allowing you to go through a process. And I'm reminded when he bringing you through the furnace, when you're going through the fire, when he refining you, he's working on the inside, what's in the darkness, what is underneath. You heard that word, what's underneath, what's below the surface, what's in, not on the outer appearance, but what's inside of you. God wants to deal with what's on the inside. God wants to deal with what's in the heart, because he searches the heart. He knows what's in the heart of man. He sees all things. He knows all things. And he let us know that the word of God let us know the heart is so deceitfully wicked. Who can tell? You don't even know your heart. But the one that created the heaven and the earth sees all things, know all things. He knows what's in you that needs to be worked on. And you say, "But I did not even know that was there." Why? Because while your mother had you in her stomach and you were that seed coming forth, and I tell you, I remember the word of God that came to for my cousin. And if God told her that, watch your language, she was pregnant, and she was told, watch the language, because that baby was hearing every conversation. As a matter of fact, the word of God came and told her bluntly, God said, stop the cursing. Because she was just cursing like a sailor, and not knowing that it was affecting her baby. It was affecting the seed in the womb. Now, you say, did she stop? I don't believe she really stopped, because when the child came forth, something was wrong with the child. The development of the child is not according to their age. Something is going on. And a lot of times we don't pay attention to the word of God. When the word of God comes forth, give us the warning. Stop doing this. Stop saying this. Speak life. Speak life. Be happy. Let laughter come forth in you. Why? Because you want to produce a different atmosphere for that seed. And it's true. When you, in the natural, when you're planting something, you got to nourish, put that seed in a ground that is fertilized so it can produce, so it can bring forth good fruit. And if you put that seed in a ground that is not being fertilized, the fruit comes forth with blemish, and it comes forth not in the right size. It comes like immature. It comes forth deformed. It comes forth with hang up. And you wonder why your children is have so many hang up. You wonder why your child is doing the certain things. Why? Because while that child was inside of you, you were doing everything your mind tell you, you were big and you were grown enough to do, not realizing you were reproducing seed of itself, and you have to deal with the penalty. Why? Because we don't a lot of time think about the penalty. When you say and you do what you big and bad to do, you have a price to pay. And the price to pay, say, man, if I can rewind the clock, if I can rewind it, if I can just go back, I will do things different. But I'm so glad to know that when Jesus came and he died on the cross for our sin, that's your second chance. You can ask him to what? Engraft you, change your DNA. You can be covered under the blood of Jesus so you can produce what? So that DNA can be changed. You don't have to do what your mama or you don't have to do what your daddy do. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to do what your siblings do. You don't have to be what people say you are. You can pull down the negative word, and you can speak life. You can speak life, and you can ask the light of God to come inside of you and ask him to pull down, show you where the darkness is, show you what needs to be worked on. And if you ask him, he'll do it just for you. I'm a witness to that today, that he can change your mind. He can transform your mind. If you've been wounded, he can sprint for that word and give you better understanding, so that your wound can be healed. He'll give you better understanding why you're going through this. He'll give you better understanding why this and that is going on in your life. And if you never ask, you'll never know today. So because you don't want to walk in darkness, you don't want to be doing the same thing over and over and over again, because God wants us to come forth in change. When he speak, let there be light, light came forth in darkness. And we know he came and he suffered, right? He was without sin and he suffered, what? Just for me and you. And if he suffered for me, I tell you, I can go through the process that he has for me. And that process that will cast down everything that is not like God, that process that will pluck up and expose and renew what needs to be done on the inside. So when he bring you into purpose, then the light can be manifested all around. You don't want that darkness to come out now when trial and test come forth. Because you know when things start, trial comes in your life, it can bring out the good you or the bad you. Which one of you want to come for? You want God to put you on that potter wheel and burn out and strip out all them little deformities that is inside of you so you can walk into purpose with him. So I'm reminded now, remember, beloved, follow not that which is evil. What is evil? Everything that goes the opposite of what God says. You know, everything that goes the opposite. You say, well, I don't know what's evil. Did God say to hate? That's evil. That's the opposite of love. Did God say to lie? No, that's evil. He tells us to tell the truth, right? So you can say, well, I don't know. Well, you know, just think about it. If God said, thou shalt not steal, don't steal, because you know that's evil. That's the opposite of what the word of God says, right? So people sometimes play tricks and they try to be very deceptive, like I don't know. But I'm so happy to know that the light of God will always expose darkness. The light of God will always bring darkness to light. And God is a merciful God, because we learned that even God gave Jezebel an opportunity to repent. Why? Because she did evil. The evil that was on the inside of her came out to the outside. And when it came out to the outside, it manifested all around. She was killing everything that was around her that she was big and bad to do. But you know what? God gave her an opportunity to repent, and she repent now. Think about it now.
look over your life. What is God giving you an opportunity to repent on? You may say, well, that's just me. He wants to work on that just me. He wants to work on, I've been doing it for the 99 years or 150 years. He wants to work on your generational stuff. He wants to work when my mama did it like this. He wants to work on those things today. Remember, he's giving you an opportunity to what? Repent. Repent today. In other words, ask him to forgive you of your sin. Ask him to forgive you for what you've been doing. Ask him to forgive you. You know he talks to you in the midnight hour. He'll let you know it's not of me. He'll let you know that was not nice. He'll let you know you shouldn't have done that. He'll let you know you shouldn't have reacted. He'll let you know you should not provoke that person. Now, come on now. We don't want to believe God would do that, but he'll let that Holy Spirit that is in you will come and kind of shake you and talk to you and let you know this is what you're doing. Now, you can ignore it or you can take heed to the word of God. And I'm reminded we all got to stand before him. And you're going to say, well, Lord, I did this and I did that in your name. But he'll say, well, remember when I tried to tell you about the little evil in your heart, the thing that was adverse that did not work according to my word, and you did not take heed, he'll remind you. So do not wait until that time. Get it right now. Get it right now. And verse 17 said, for it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. That alone, when you suffer, let it be for the good. Let it be for the work of God. Do not let it be for evil doing. You say, what evil doing? Always plotting, always trying to murder someone, always trying to do something that is contrary to the word of God. If you don't know what Jezebel did, read the 1 Kings 17 chapter. Just read the word of God and see where you'll find yourself. And if you find yourself there, repent and turned around. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. For the word. Amen. Today. And it's so true. Amen. And as Pastor Sharon was sharing in, the word in verse 17, for it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well doing, watch this now, than for evil doing. And over in chapter 4, verse 12, it says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire trials, which is to try you, as though some strange things happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you are partaker of Christ's suffering. Praise God. That when his glory, his presence, shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Now, it's better to suffer for the cause of Christ. But now verse 15 says this, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matter. Sticking your nose in people's business. Our bishop used to tell us all the time, it's 6 months tending your business and six months standing out of other folks' business. Praise God. Verse 16 say, if any man suffer as a Christian, watch this now, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Oh, praise God. Ain't it good to know, amen, that we serve, oh, a true and a risen Savior. Oh, he's righteous. He's holy. Thank God, amen, for him. And when you have him underneath, oh, and what's underneath, it will, amen, come out on the outside, amen, because he said greater that is in you and I than he that is in the world. Ain't you glad today, amen, that you have accepted Christ in your life? Praise God. Amen. Oh, we may go through trials and tribulation, but he said, be of good cheer. The peace I give unto you. not as the world. Oh, he's giving somebody some peace right now. He's giving somebody some joy right now. He's giving somebody a peace of mind. Praise God. Why? Because he know all about you. He made you. Praise God. He know what's underneath for each and every one of us. Ain't you glad about it? Amen. That he searches the heart, knows what's in the mind of each and every one of our spirits. Oh, and I'm glad about it. Knowing, praise God, that he didn't all when we was in the world. Oh, God, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given, all praise God, to us by God. All praise the Lord. Amen. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And I'm glad today that I'm on the Lord's side. What about you today? Amen. Are you ashamed of it? You say, if you be ashamed to own me before men, he said he'll be ashamed to own you before his Father, which is in heaven. And I don't want the Lord to say, depart from me. Your work was of iniquity. All praise the Lord. I want to hear him say, come on up, that good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Oh, that's going to be a great, great day. Amen. It's going to be 2 days in one. It's going to be a great day for them that have received him, and it's going to be a terrible day for them that have rejected him. Amen. So what side are you leaning on? Praise God. Are you leaning on the Lord's side today? And if you're leaning on the Lord's side, praise God, you'll stand for him. Amen. And they last in evil days because it's all about him. Jesus is on his way back, praise God, and he's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle, praise God. Ain't you glad about it today? Amen. And his eyes goes to and fro, up and down into the earth, looking for faith in the earth, praise God, to stand. And he said, after you have done all, amen, we got to stand because Jesus is on his way back. I'm glad about it today, amen, that the Lord is on our side. He said, I'll never leave you, not forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always to the end of the world. Praise God. And thank God, amen, that we can keep a repentant heart. What about you today? Praise God. You can repent right where you're at today. Say, Lord, I thank you for loving me so much, and I repent right now for all of my sins. And thank you, oh God, for cleansing me from all unrighteousness. And now thank God, amen, for renewing, amen, the right spirit within me. Amen. David did it. Praise God. That's why the Bible said that he was a man of God's own heart. Praise God. Ain't you glad? Praise God. He said, create into me a clean heart. Put within me a righteous spirit and restore the joy of my salvation. That's all you got to say today and mean it from your heart. And oh, the King of Kings, oh, he will come in. Oh, God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, and Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Pastor Sharon. I tell you, God is good. What's underneath? And with all that was talking about, it just brought me back to years ago when Apostle gave us an exercise to do for 1 week. Can you think positive thoughts? And when the minute a bad thought come about, guess what? I don't care if it was in the middle of the week or the last day of that week. Guess what? You messed up, so therefore you have to start all over again. And that's the same thing we have to continually doing. And the Bible says, not what goes into the body that defiles it, but it's what it is that comes out. And I tell you, when you get in situation, that's when you know how much Jesus that you get inside of you. So you know what? Today, just practice 1 week. See if you can do that exercise. Think positive thoughts, positive thoughts. Not negative. The minute a negative thought comes in, you got to start all over again and continue that exercise. And please salute the divinity of God in whoever it is and send them much love in this day and in this time. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925.
That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything we allow the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael, what I'm just saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. You can also join us for our church service every Sunday at 1 p.m. and Bible study on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. That address is 31325 CL437, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CL437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Till then, be blessed, and don't forget, call in tomorrow night at 11 p.m.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go when
I can let
God.
Let him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.